פרק רוב סעיף זין. עירוב משקה הסוף על גבי האיפה. You want to mix the juice which floated on top of the batter, the top of the dough. איסה שסיף זין. איסה שהוכנו. You already made a dough ונילושה hated and it was well mixed. קודם שבת. וקצת מהמשקה נפרד ממנו בסוף על גבה. And a part of the juice separated from it and is floated on top, and you've got a little part of the juice on top of this batter which you've got. Mutter la'ariv et ha'mashka be'isa. You're allowed to mix in this juice into the dough. Ve'ein bozeh bechlal melechas lisha. There's no problem to mix this liquid into the batter. There's no problem altogether. Kibin she'isa kva nilusha heitev. The batter is already well kneaded, mixed together. Ve'iruv ha'mashke gorem le'dilul. With mixing in this juice is only making it more thinner. You're not making it thicker altogether. You're doing it against the melacha from lisha. Lisha means to make it thicker. If the batter, this mixture, was well mixed before Shabbos, adding on the water which is floated on the top will only make it more thinner and not more thicker. It's allowed to be done on Shabbos. Davar zeh motzei, it's very frequent, the machal hanikra chemat potnim. The person has got peanut butter. Sheshor zman rav, which has been left for a long time, ad shetzof hashemen al gabov, the oil goes and floats on top of it. Chemot shehu b'minei salatim. It also happens when you've got a salad, sheshor zman rav, which has been left for a long time. I mean, if you've got peanut butter or salad, which the top of the salad or the peanut butter, you have the oil. This oil is allowed to be mixed into the mixture, and there's no problem from tchina, no problem from slicha, no problem from nisha with mixing it in, because the mixing will only make it thinner, not thicker, if it was well mixed before Shabbat. Omnam, but אם המציאות היא שנפרד הרבה שמן מהאיפה, עד שהמאכל עצמו חלק ממנו נהיה פריך. If a lot of the oil or this liquid separated from it, till the substance itself is thick and dry, dryish, doesn't have to be 100% dry, it's thickish. Because sometimes it happens, let's say with tchina happens. If you left it a long, long time, then the oil goes to the top, and the bottom comes sticky. And in such a way that it is a bit dry. Then that you're not allowed to do. Because since it has already been dried, at a certain dagger, it comes dry, then it separates a bit. With adding on the oil, they'll come and make it get together again. That you're not allowed to do. But it's if a mashkin looks a gibble of a dibbuk. With the mixing, you'll go and do a status from training it together. Then you're not allowed to do the mixing. Unless you do it with a shinui, like we're going to learn later on. I mean, if you've got 100% good mixture, and on top of this mixture, you have oil which separated from it. There's no problem to put inside it the oil mixed inside it because you're making it thinner. But if the mixture comes already separated to a certain degree, comes a bit thickish to a certain degree because the oil comes out of it, then you're not allowed to go and mix in any oil or even if it's own oil into this mixture. The if chet. The if chet is discussing iruv shkei isot, to join together two batters or two doughs together. Yesh shekosu. Some people say she'ein la'arev shkei isot miminim shonim. One's not allowed to join together two doughs from two different sorts. Two batters are the same thing. is from Isalisha. Oh. Now what do you mean to say? There is a machlokes from Hoskin from Zmanenu. Are you allowed to join together two those which are one more thicker than the other one? Does it come to the Isra from Lisha? Because let's say, it says the case, Lachen. Also, Lared Riba, you're not allowed to put in jam or Devash or put in honey or Shemenet or to put in rich. The Gvina Raka into soft cheese, into cream cheese. And then can you ask the Shinui? Some people say one's not allowed to do that. The Yesh is cute, but some people say it is okay. Let's just finish off and we'll explain. Omnom, Sipta, Omnom, but. Mutal Arev Shtei Isot Deot. You're allowed to join together two doughs which are the same degree of thickness. Okay, going Gvina, the Gvina. Cheese with cheese. We're talking about cheese which is spread cheese, which is able to mix together. A trina be trina, or if you've got trina with trina, so it's clear to that. Now we'll explain. If you've got two doughs, or two mixtures, which are the same degree from thickness, there's no issa to go mix them together, no issa to put two pieces together, no issa, you're not making it thicker, that's no issa. That's what it says in Sif Tes. In Sif Ches, he tells us that if you have two issa, two mixtures, which are different daga, which are different amount from thickness, then with joining it together, the two different sorts, like if you, let's say you're putting in jam into the cheese, cream cheese, then you're making the cream cheese more thicker. Or if you put honey into cream cheese, or if you put honey into chinah maybe, you're making it thicker. Then there's a machlekes poskim manenu if it is asa or not. Some people say, there's no problem, it's not water. Chazal only say, if you put water into liquid, 100% liquid, into a solid, some sort which of solid, like flour, then it's a finisher. It's something which is not a liquid. It is a solid, then there's no problem to go and do lisha with it. That's some people say. Other poskim say, no, since you're making a more thicker substance which comes out of it, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. But it's only if it is two sorts of thickness, the two doughs, the two mixtures. If the same daga from thickness, then there's no problem to go mix it up on Shabbos because there's no issa from sticking together two things. Right? If you're going to go and make it more thicker.